Okay, we know that cleaning up projects are really popular at the moment. We've all heard of clean up the world, clean up the beach, clean up your computer and so on. I asked you all to find out about a clean-up project that you didn't know about and that you think is interesting. Jenny, can you tell us about your project?
Sure. I found this project on an Australian website called Clean Up the River. It's a game for children. You choose your avatar and your transport, how you're going to travel on the river. I chose a turtle. They are such great animals. Then you have to clean up the dirty river. It's cool because it teaches young children about a problem, but in a fun way, you know, it's a game. I really liked it, and I learnt a lot too. And of course, what you do next is get a group of friends together and go and clean up a real river.
Interesting. I like that, and it's a fun idea. OK, next, Greg, what have you got?
Well, I just typed in clean up, and there were a lot of clean up days, as you said. But I found one website that was really interesting. Museum Clean Up Day, at a history museum in the United States. They asked for people to help them to clean up the museum. I think that when you do this, you help people paint and things. But you can also visit the museum for the day, and it's free. I really like that idea. And if you enjoy the day, you might go back to the museum. I really like history, so I would love that.
That's new to me too. And I agree, it sounds interesting to do.